First up on Hearts of Space, John Tesh with Whispering Firestorm. Then it's Yanni with Snoremaster of Trafalgar. Then comes Bay Area musician Del Mondo with his Sominic Suite in D-flat. Then a synthesized interplanetary salute to Perry Como. At the end of the hour, we'll have information about the types of sedatives used by tonight's artists on music from the Hearts of Space.
See you. You're tuned to the intergalactic, interdimensional sounds of KSOL, KSOL, KSOL Shortwave.
We'll be right back. There's nothing up Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone wrestling. About this one, tell me, are you locked in the pond? Hey, Andy, are you goofing on Elvis?
Hey, baby, are we losing stuff?
If you believe they put a man on the moon, man on the moon. If you believe there's nothing out there to see, nothing.
You're tuned to KSOL Shortwave, KSOL, the satellite of love.
Space Station reporting to planet Earth. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
With a great big noise like 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sunny side up, you all. You are listening to KSOL. Prepare to have your fog lifted. I'm DJ JP Rocksteady the Bebopper. Solar Cycle 25 is still young, so young, and we have a whole lot of music to propagate, so enjoy this mix as it's about to flare up. Peace. 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 Sunny side up, you all.
Here we are on the moon. We carry our oxygen tanks on our backs, and we are wearing special protective suits so that we may walk about the surface of the moon and make our observations. Let's go exploring. We see no plants or animals because there is no water or oxygen to supply them so that they may live and breathe. The color of the ground is gray, somewhat like ashes, and some parts of the moon seem to be darker than others. These dark patches were once thought to be seas. Perhaps there were seas on the moon a long, long time ago. And when we look at a map of the moon, we can locate the seas by name. Just as if we were finding Texas or the Gulf of Mexico on a map of the United States. Here's one.
In a churchyard by a river, blazing in the haze of midday, laughing in the grasses and the graves. Yellow bird, you are not long in singing and in flying on, in laughing and in leaving. Willow waving to the river daughters, swaying in the ripples and the reeds. On a trip to Cirrus Minor, saw a crater in the sun, a thousand.
visit to the moon, we learn that the Sea of Showers is really a desert plain, dry, without a drop of water. What's that ahead? A mountain? This mountain seems to be almost a mile wide. And we've read a lot about craters on the moon, shaped like big saucers for giant teacups. Some of them are bigger than one of our states in the USA. The moon travels around and around the Earth, and while it makes this journey, it also turns on its own axis. One night, we may behold a beautiful round moon, and on another night, it's a crescent-shaped moon, like a curved bow. But the moon never really changes shape. It only seems to be changing shape when we look at it on different nights. But the moon is always full and round, but we see only parts of it at a time as it spins around the Earth. That's why we have a new moon, a first quarter, a full moon, and a last quarter. Lovers gaze at the moon, and poets and composers write songs about the moon, while scientists study its course and its surfaces, and wonder about the side of the moon that they have never seen. Only one side of the moon faces the Earth. Through their telescopes, they have learned much about this side of the moon, its craters, its mountains, and its seas. And now at last, in a few short years, a great dream of mankind through the centuries will come true. We will see the day when man may set foot on the silent world of the moon, and scientists can explore the unknown side. Visit the moon and see many wonderful things. Now here is a name on the colorful map of the moon. It's called Rainbow Bay. Would you like to go there?
met like Professor Frink, like a Chia Pet, like Eddie Bo, like Bobby B, like Jill Tally, like Don Cheadle.
With all our might, we're gonna rock it, yeah, rock it, until the earth is out of sight on zero X interplanetary flight. Satellite baby, come on back down to earth. Satellite baby, come on back down to earth. Isotopic daddy spawned out what you were worth.
By and by we'll dropping radio show
from the sky, from 20,000 miles above the ground. We'll hear the news and views from all around. Way up high there'll be a big
radio show
from the sky. There isn't anything that's taking place. We won't be hearing that from outer space. A great event,
the president,
the crowning of a king, a scientist who heads the list, will see most everything. Some fine day we'll see a big
radio show
from the sky. You know the telephone and radio can tell us all the things we want to know. A new invention receives attention, a deed that's noble. The news is global as every day goes by. Oh, what fun to go to a
radio show!
It's
radio show!
From the sky!
I'm here. I'm glad you're there. We are St. Giga.
One Deck Pete presents In Orbit.
In Orbit. In Orbit.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're tuned to the intergalactic, interdimensional sounds of KSOL, KSOL, KSOL Shortwave.
Rain into a paper cup. They slither while they pass. They slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing.
Why should I be frightened of that? There's no reason why.